Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening in to the show, and welcome. Free Fall Friday, guys. It's Friday. You guys have made it through the week. It's time for the weekend. This weekend is going to be a little bit on the chilly side compared to last weekend. They're saying that we won't get up past 60 too often this weekend, as well as tomorrow being a rain day. Tomorrow's going to rain, so look out for that. But Sunday's supposed to be pretty decent, probably the mid to high 60s, and at night being in the low 40s. So do that, guys, and have yourselves a a good weekend. I know that it's spring now. Things are starting to bloom. The dogwoods are starting to bloom. The Bradford pears are bright and white. And things are starting to look colorful. That's how it happens in the springtime going into summer. I'm looking forward to it myself. I don't know about you. Okay, you're listening live to Frank Williams. Now call into the show on Free Fall Friday, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show, 818-301-5834. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call a certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That number again is 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. 770-732-0244. Okay? Now, like I said, today is Free Fall Friday. All lines are open, guys. You can call into the show and talk about whatever you want. The show is open for you today, 818-301-5834. Now, before we get started, I want to let you guys know that I promote the show daily on Twitter and Facebook, as well as Blog Talk Radio. If you're on my show page on Blog Talk Radio Online, there's an icon there that says follow this show. Click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to get daily show notes about the show. Also at Facebook, if you go in there, your Facebook account, go to the top of the page, type in the search box there, The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And the show page should come up there. You can set that up where you can be connected to us on Facebook. And then Twitter. If you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Okay? So that means that whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, Twitter, or Facebook, you'll never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So again, thank you guys for listening to the show. I hope you guys have a great Friday. Have a tremendous weekend, safe weekend, and come back to the show on Monday. I'm going to have a great show on Monday. Don't miss it. I'm going to have a great, great show on Monday. Now, before we get in that, here's the deal. It's Free Fall Friday, so we can talk about anything. Something real quick I wanted to talk about is I've been putting together a team builder project at work for me and some of my fellow employees at work. I've put together a team member I'm trying to read and talk at the same time. You know, men can't do two things at once. Okay, women can do it. Men can't do it. Our brains aren't wired that way. They're wired to think one way for right now and not get into anything else. We got to get this done before we get into something else. So I'm trying to. I was trying to read and talk at the same time. Doesn't work. But anyway, I've put together a team member project where we're going to get out on West Point Lake. We're going to pick up some garbage around the lake and stuff like that, some little community service. And we're also going to do some camping for that weekend. for the 2 days. It'll be Friday and Saturday, and we're going to camp on the lake for 2 days, and we're going to pick up, we're going to do some community service and pick up some garbage around the lake for a couple hours each day as well. Now, this project is not a big project, okay? I've got a few people that are participating. It's not a big project, but it's our first one. So, but I've had the cooperation of a lot of people. Not a lot of people, but a few people that wants to do it, and we're going to do it, and then maybe this is going to be the first annual, and maybe the one on next year will be bigger, more people, and we can get out there and have us a really good time. Now, this is the first project or outing, so to speak, that we're doing this year. The first of several. We're going to do several outings this year. We're doing, of course, this trip, camping trip. And then we're going to do a rafting trip where we tube down the river. That's going to have to be like May or something like that, or late May, early June or something like that, when it's hot, because if you know, it's got to be hot when you go down the river, because the river's so cold, you need to be hot. So if you're hot and then you dip your feet in that cold river, oh, it feels so good, and it's so much fun. I mean, we have so much fun with each other, and as we're floating down the river together, you know, I mean, some people in front, middle, back, or whatever, but we're going down together, and we're talking and having a good time, and we're looking at different things, and it's just a tremendous fun. And we're also going to do a Braves game. We're going to tailgate at the Braves game, and then go into the Braves game and have a great time. This year, we're going to do several of those. And then later on in the year, once football season starts, we're going to do a couple of football games with the Atlanta Falcons. So that should be a great time there as well. So what I've done is I wanted to put together a. And I know that I've got several listeners out there who are not a part of this, but listening anyway. And like I say, it's Free Fall Friday, so anyone can call into the show and talk about whatever they like. So, since there's no one calling into the show right now, or they're up on the show but don't want to talk, what I'm doing is, I'm talking about some things that a project that I'm putting together if you just joined the show. So I've put together this letter that I'm going to present to the manager at in our department, and they're going to hopefully help us financially pull off this community service project. I wanted to read the letter because I got several people from work who are listening to the show this morning and want to know exactly some of the things that's going on. Now, I wanted to read this letter because I'm going to use this letter, and I'm going to have the people who are participating in the project to sign the letter along with myself and sign the letter. And I'm gonna present it to the manager of the department so that maybe we can get, hopefully, keep your fingers crossed, get some financial help. If not, we're going to do it anyway. But if we could get some financial help from work, that would be a big plus, and it would keep a smile on our face. Okay. It says, dear Mr. Durfee, on behalf of the team members from the IPD, we are writing to seek your support with an effort to get out in the community of KMMG and get some community service work done. With your support, we believe that the service project will be a huge success in our eyes, in the eyes of the community. This community service project will also help build team member morale and help each team member understand their fellow team member personally. We also believe this will spark other team members on other shifts to step out into the community and do the same. Team members on IP deck along with QC works hard each production workday to send perfect or defect-free units to General Assembly daily. Outside of sending good units to General Assembly, the next most important thing is being reliable and helpful team members to our fellow team member each day. In an effort to build that trust between us, we have come up with an ongoing outside of the shop and outing outside of the shop to make our bond with each other stronger. This outing will include spouses and significant others, as well as children, which makes it a family event as well. Here's what we're proposing. We have secured campground sites at Whitetail Ridge Campgrounds on the world's best fishing lake, West Point Lake. This service project will start on Friday, April 26th, and continue Saturday, April 27th, 2013. So we have the opportunity to cover several areas around the lake. We will be picking up trash and debris that has been thrown out onto the streets and on the most traveled roads around the lake. After hours of trash pickup, we will head back to our campsites for fellowship amongst ourselves and families with campfires, grilling, and of course, some fabulous night fishing on the lake. The reason that we're coming to you for your support is a task such as this one is not free for us. In the 2 days of cleanup, the campsites and the cost of food for everyone is an expense. On our last day, Saturday, we will rent from the marina a pontoon boat for the crew to tour the lake and fish for the remainder of the afternoon. With the help of Kia, we can successfully do our part in helping to keep the community clean. This is the itemized list of expenses that we are anticipating for this team builder project. We're calling it IP/QC Annual Lake Debris Cleanup. Four campsites that we've secured for the night are $24 a night with two-night minimum, $192. One-day rental of the pontoon boat, $189 plus tax. Food for team members for both days, that's questionable. The total cost so far is $381 plus food. So any help that you guys can give us would be greatly appreciated. Sincerely yours, okay? And the boat rental is for our pleasure time and end of service outing on the lake so that we can enjoy, explore, and fish the lake. We all are very excited about this venture, and whatever help we can receive from you will be greatly appreciated. We look forward to your anticipated help and support on this first of hopefully many service projects around KMMG. Sincerely yours, and I added all you guys' names, Shaquilla McPherson, Takisa Caldwell, Chauncey Brooks, Curtis Woodcock, Deborah Renfro, Cynthia Davis, Michael Adamson, and of course, Frank Williams. All right? And I'm going to have you guys sign this letter, and we're going to get it to Mr. Durfee as soon as possible. All right? That's where we are. Isn't that cool? I mean, that's how we're going to do it. That's how I like to do it. All right? I think that support there would work out well. Now, I've got, as I was reading the letter, I found some things in there that, that I need to touch on. You know, this is the rough draft. So I'm going to use a little more time, okay? I know you guys are worried about this, but I'm going to use a little more time. I'm going to use this weekend to finalize this thing, have the final hard copy done, and I'll have you guys to sign it on Monday. We get to work, and we'll get it on Mr. Durfee's desk on Monday. Other than that, I don't have, anything to do. I don't have the time to get it done before that. All right. So I'm sorry, but Monday is our day. Okay. Monday looks like the target day for us to get this done. Okay. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Free Fall Friday. You guys want to call into the show and talk about whatever. I mean, whatever you want to. All right. It's also March Madness, guys. If you following college basketball, if you follow college basketball at all, or if you don't, if you do like basketball, you need to watch March Madness. Here's the key. These college guys that have made it to the tournament are playing their hearts out. I mean, they're playing their hearts out. It's lose or go home. Okay, lose or go home. So these guys don't want to lose. So some of the bigger, stronger teams that are playing the lesser teams, are getting their money's worth from these guys who are coming in, on the 18th seed in their bracket and things like that. See, the lower seed goes against the highest seed, and that's what makes for upsets, all right? And you can't come to this tournament sluggish. You can't come to this tournament not on your P's and Q's. You can't come to this tournament not having your A game, okay? As New Mexico. New Mexico, the New Mexico, they call them the Rebels, I believe. And we used to watch New Mexico late at night, okay, because they're on the West Coast. And I like watching it because of the opening of the game when they're announcing the starting lineups. When they announce the starting lineups in New Mexico, picture this now, picture this. They're announcing the starting lineup in New Mexico. Of course, they announced the visiting team first. So when they're announcing the visiting team, the crowd turns their back to the floor, okay? And they start announcing the guys, the starters for the visiting team. And as they announce each one of them, they say different stuff. Like they announce, for instance, I'll just throw out a name, Mark Copeland, the guard from such and such, Mark Copeland. And they'll say, who's he? Okay. And then the next one, they'll say, another guard out of such and such and such and such, Dave Odom. And they say, he can't play. And they go on and on for all five people. And they got their backs turned to the floor. Okay. And then once they're announced, then they come to the home team and they turn back around to the floor and start to cheering. Oh man, it's a funny scene, okay? But I'm talking about New Mexico because they were upset last night by number 14, Harvard. I think they were number 4 or number 5 seed in the region, and they were upset by number 14, Harvard. Harvard, that's right, Harvard University. There was last night was their first NCAA tournament win. They've been in the Big Dance a few times, but this is the first time they've won a game in the history of the school. Okay, Harvard been around a long time. This is their first NCAA tournament win in school history. So they're excited, okay? And New Mexico, they're going home, and maybe next year for them. Now, something else that's big for the NCAA, big and almighty Kentucky. Now, Kentucky was a program that won it all a couple of years ago. And this year, they had minimal success. They didn't get invited to the Big Dance, okay? And they went to the NIT, which is a lesser tournament. They went to the NIT. They got knocked out of the NIT in the first round. Mighty, mighty Kentucky, okay? And they got knocked out in the first round. The coach says that he has guys on his team that are uncoachable. Uncoachable. That means you shouldn't be on the team. No one can tell you how to work, when to work, what to do. Nobody can tell you that. You're uncoachable. You don't want to listen. That's a big problem when it comes to college sports. Okay? Big problem. Huge problem. Can't imagine. Okay? It's like you have a kid that cuts up in school, gets in trouble outside of school, goes to juvenile, you can't reach him. None of that. Okay? That's an uncoachable kid. And these are uncoachable kids at Kentucky. This was said by the coach. He said that these kids are uncoachable. Okay? So that's pretty big coming from University of Kentucky. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. And like I said, for some of you that work with me, we're doing this camping trip in April, and then like I said, we're gonna also put together a rafting trip down to Chattahoochee, probably in May, late May. We're also gonna do the tailgating for the Braves game. And then when football season starts, we're going to get into the tailgating at the Falcons game as well. Okay? So I got about a minute left in the show, guys. Thank you guys for listening in. Make sure you guys have a great weekend. Make sure you're safe. Stay safe. Take care of your families. And like I said, be safe, above all, because I want you back listening to the show on Monday. Don't miss the show on Monday. It's going to be special, right? Got a special show coming up on Monday. But again, thank you guys for listening. Have a great weekend. Have a great Friday at work. Don't work too hard, but do work, okay? Do work, but don't work too hard, all right? So thank you guys, and take care of yourselves. I love you guys. I'm Frank. I'm over. I'm out. See you.
You to see. I'm about to go. hate to say it, I got to be me. You'll never be in doubt, that's what it's all about. You can't take me for granted and smile. Count my days, I'm gone, forget it, reaching for my phone. Because I promise I'll be gone for a while. When you see me again, I hope that you have been the kind of person